This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Billy Joe by Kimberly Chambers, read by Annie Aldington.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Her father's adoration was clear for all to see. His job was to protect her, wherever he may be. Chapter 1. October 1999. Michelle Keane took a large gulp of wine and for what seemed like the 100th time glanced at the clock on the living room wall. 2 a.m. and the no-good fucker still wasn't home. She wouldn't have minded if he'd have rung her with one of his cock-and-ball excuses, but tonight he hadn't even had the audacity to do that. She knew he was at it. She'd known for a while. He was a clever bastard, though, and proving it wasn't going to be easy. As she lay in bed, unable to sleep, Billy Joe wondered where her dad was. He wasn't home yet, and she worried about him when he was late. Starving hungry, she toyed with the idea of going downstairs to make a sandwich. Remembering her mum was pissed and on the warpath, she decided she'd rather starve. Whenever her dad was late home, Billy avoided her mother like the plague. It was the same old story every time. Firstly, her mum would sit clock-watching and drinking wine by the gallon.